a guy who was on the ice for the overtime winning goal last night. Jarrett Stoll joined us. Stoley, how you doing?
Hey, Greg, how you doing, man? I'm doing pretty good today.
Well, yeah, I would think so. Dustin Brown said afterwards that was easily the most emotional series he'd ever been a part of, because the highs seemed to be so high and the lows were so low, because both teams gave up some big leagues that usually neither team would ever do. Can you explain why this series for fans and media was so exciting, because no lead was safe?
Yeah, well, I think there was 55 goals in the series, which I don't think a lot of people would have thought of going into it with Crawford and Quick in the net. So yeah, it was a different series. Really, really exciting, emotional. Yeah, I think Brownie's right in saying that. I don't think I've been a part of a series where it's been so exciting, so emotional, so close at times. And you know, the lead changes, the skill level on the ice for both teams was just incredible. One little mistake, and it's a scoring chance or a goal, and that just says how good these two teams were playing against each other. And you know, both fan bases were definitely into it, and that building in Chicago last night was rocking. And same with Staples Center, it's been pretty fun to be a part of it. But great series, great win, and just happy to be moving on.
I know what the high of the series was, of course, the overtime winner last night. What was the biggest low for you in this series?
Well, I think just not closing it out, maybe game five or six. You know, we had a couple opportunities. You know, got some bounces to get us in that situation to be up 3-1, and then just, try and close it out. But at the same time, they're the defending Stanley Cup champions. They're a great team, too, and we got to give them a lot of credit for, you know, not quitting. We knew they weren't. We knew it would be the toughest win. I just don't think we had that killer instinct kind of attitude to win in game five or six. Game seven, you know, I don't know if it was facing elimination kind of attitude for us, what's been going on in the playoffs here, but we just stuck with it, even though we were down 2-0 fairly early in the game. It looked like it was obviously going their way, but we just kept playing, kept going. And to get that 2-1 goal, obviously, is huge. You go down 3-0, it's probably a different hockey game. So, yeah, just kept going, kept playing.
Jarrett Stoll joins us. Kings will host the New York Rangers game one on Wednesday night of the Stanley Cup Finals. Jared, there's been a lot of people want, fatigue might be a factor. You've played 21 games. They've played 20. You guys have a few days off till Wednesday. Then you get two more days off until Sunday. I don't see fatigue being a factor, but you're a guy playing. Do you think it's an issue?
No, I don't at all. It's anytime you win around in the playoffs, especially to go to the Stanley Cup Finals, you get that extra added energy just because of it, just because of winning and moving on and realizing that there's only two teams left. So I don't think it's going to be a factor at all. Like you said, they played 20 games. We played 21. You just go after it. It's you realize the situation you're in, and you just get that extra added jump and boost and energy that way, I think. So we'll be fine.
I'm sure your teammates, when you win, you have a lot of fun. I'm not sure who put it out there, the vine of Drew Doughty's celebration and then coming over the boards less than graceful.
We were just looking at that, actually, the video that I, it's unbelievable. That's just Drew, though. That does not surprise me or anybody that will see that picture or see that video and know Drew Doughty. It's kind of his personality and the way he does things. And I just wanted to see it maybe two or three extra seconds of that video when he's falling on the ice. But, that's an epic video right there.
Your reaction, Martinez said he'd even know the shot went in. He said when Jarrett started going crazy in front of the net, that's when I knew it was in. You've scored a huge goal in Vancouver in the playoffs in overtime. You've scored for the Oilers in overtime in the Cup. But was this one different, even though you didn't score it?
I think you're just excited that it went in. Like I knew it hit something in front, and just to see it kind of flutter over his shoulder and hit the mesh of the net, it's just a satisfying feeling. You know, you just put so much into that series and so much into that game, and it was tough. It was really tough opponent to knock off. And but whether you scored or not, I don't think it really matters. You just want to get in the celebration and, you know, get to Marty as quickly as possible and get all the boys in there, and that's fun. That's what it's all about, and moving on and celebrating that way.
Jarrett Stoll from the LA Kings joins us. three game sevens on the road for your team, Jared. You know, twice you've lost game six at home, and you mentioned you felt like you guys were able to bounce back every time. But, you know, to go on the road and win shows even more resiliency for your group. Where does that come from?
I don't know. It's a tough question. I think it just comes from the guys, the attitude we have, the character we have. You know, Daryl behind the bench, he's definitely not letting up in any situation, and in the way he coaches and the way he reacts to us with how we're playing. And but we have guys, and we've been around each other for a long period of time now and played in big games and in the playoffs and the regular season, and we just, I don't know, you just got to keep playing. You know, we know we have a goaltender that'll make the big saves when we absolutely need him to, and you got to have that. You know, it's crazy game sometimes with lucky bounces and you know, tips and deflections and stuff like that. But you just gotta keep going. And on the road, you realize that you gotta have that extra focus a little bit more so, and being simple and smarter. We didn't come out obviously the way we wanted to, being down 2-0 and taking some penalties and being down 5-on-3 in the second period. But you just take advantage of those opportunities and seize the moment and get past them.
Speaking of that 5-on-3, usually you'd be the guy out to take the face-off, but you had went back to the dress room. It looked like you tweaked something, but you came back. What was the issue?
Just had a little issue and took care of it. Got some ice on it and felt better after that. So felt better in the third period. Just a little 3 or 4 minute break there had to take.
Will, it won't be an issue for you in the cup final, I'm guessing?
No, not at all. No, I'll be ready to go.
Looking ahead to the New York Rangers, a team you don't face very often, you know, you guys were there in 2012. Does it differ at all, the game preparation now, when you go up against maybe more of an unknown compared to the Western teams that you see all year?
Yeah, you gotta get to know them pretty quick. We did a lot of video today on the Rangers already, so we know what kind of team they are a little bit, as much as we can, and you gotta play your game right away in game one. You gotta have that hate on for them right away. You can't just feel your way into a series. You know, we've learned that the hard way, especially this playoff season. So, you know, to pick out certain guys and you know, target certain guys, make sure we make it hard on certain players on their team. And they're a fast team. They're probably one of the faster teams we're gonna have faced in the playoffs so far. So we're gonna have to be moving, skating, and managing the puck well, not turning the puck over against their speed. So great goaltender, obviously, and they have a pretty well-structured defense core back there too that we're gonna have to you know, get through. So it's gonna be a great series. Really looking forward to it. You know, LA, Los Angeles, LA and New York, sorry, and two great buildings. It should be fun.
Jared, you once again late in games had to take a lot of key draws in the defensive zone. That was kind of something you had to do all series. Is I looked at your statistics, and you know, obviously your face-off percentage in the series was great, but in the defensive zone it was even more. Is there more of a bear down or focus factor in the D zone? And some would ask, you know, why is it harder to win a draw in the offensive zone than it is to win one in the defensive zone? Because it seems like a lot of the best guys are that much better defensively in the defensive zone.
It's a weird thing. Obviously I take the same mindset going into an offensive zone draw, because obviously you want to win the faceoff and try and score a goal. Defensively as well, you want to win the faceoff and prevent a goal. I don't know why the numbers would suggest that it's a lot better in the defensive zone, and for not just me, but a lot of guys, like you said. I don't know. It's a weird one. You do bear down a lot, and maybe a little extra added focus there, but yeah, the numbers don't lie. So it's kind of a weird one to look at, but definitely just take a lot of pride in doing that kind of stuff and want to be out there and, you know, find that a strong point in my game. I just want to continue to do well and be out there in those key situations.
Do you do a lot of scouting on the Rangers as far as, you know, their face-offs? Like, so far in the playoffs, you know, you've taken, you know, 402 draws. You know, you and Kopitar are right there for most in the playoffs. And the Rangers kind of spread it out a little bit with, you know, Stepan, Brassard, Richards, and Dominic Moore. How much study time do you do on those guys?
Yeah, quite a bit, actually. You know, we got some iPads going around with with their faceoffs on the road and at home, because it's different. Obviously, with their mindset, their technique a little bit, whether they're at home or on the road. And with four or five guys, different guys taking faceoffs for their team, they're all different. So, we look at a lot of video, and also our scouts actually that have scouted the Montreal Rangers series. Good feedback from a lot of our pro scouts too. So we'll definitely be prepared for anything.
What is your best strength in the faceoff?
Testing me over here, Greg. Eh?
Yeah. Well, not giving away maybe a hint, but like, is it hand eye? Is it just speed? Is it power? Which one do you think is the best?
It's probably maybe speed. Trying to always be in motion and just get to kind of the quick jump. Maybe speed and a little bit of hand eye, maybe. And then after that, you just got to bear down and then second and third efforts, because you're not. There's a lot of draws that you win that you don't win on the first swipe or second swipe. It's a battle, maybe 3 or 4 or 5 seconds. So, and then your wingers as well. Obviously, you need everybody in there, chipping away and trying to battle the puck back. So there's a lot of things.
Adam Oates, I know when you were young, he was with Edmonton for a short time. It was a very good face-off guy, but had maybe one of the worst sticks in the league for a centerman to ever use. How much did you learn from him? And then how much of your face-off success do you think just comes from, your own strategy and style and work ethic?
Adam was great for me. He Craig McTavish was too. He was great. Basically told me, if you want to play an extra two and a half minutes a game, just win your faceoffs and we'll put you out there in key situations, and both sides of the puck, offensively, defensively. So Mac was really good with me my first couple years in Edmonton, and then when Adam came in, you said it. His stick was so terrible, and the small wood blade on it that was torched right to almost breaking apart. It was amazing how he could win faceoffs, consistently against bigger, stronger guys, and he wasn't a big, strong guy at all to begin with. So that was the technique part that I kind of learned from Adam, knowing that you can win a faceoff against anybody if you have the right technique, the right timing, hand eye, realizing who you're going up against, whether he's a right-handed shot or a left-handed shot, realizing what hand the linesman is. Is he dropping the puck with his right hand or his left hand? His little. Mm. Little things that little advantages, I think, that you can think of, and Adam was really, really good with that, and obviously he had a great career not only in the faceoff circle but with what he did offensively.
Jared Stoll from the LA Kings joined us. Now, I was watching you were on with Cabby with Richards and Doughty the other day, and we're ranking your guys, and you gave yourself a pretty good ranking on chirping. I was surprised by that.
I think I step it up a little bit in the playoffs when it comes to the chirping side of things, but got to conserve my energy sometimes for during the play, maybe.
Well, Jared, the one thing I've noticed in this year's playoffs, maybe even more than the other years, like, you've been a lot more aggressive, finishing checks, getting in guys' face, especially early on in the playoffs. Was that a conversation, with the coach, or did you recognize, our team needs a little bit more of that, so I got to maybe go out of my comfort zone?
Yeah, it wasn't anything with the coaching staff. It's just kind of realizing what your team needs, what role your team needs, and we had a couple young guys come in, Toffoli and Pearson playing really well, and putting up some points offensively, and in big situations. They're on the power play and they're killing some penalties now a little bit. And so I think we just needed, Brownie's always that physical force. We know what he brings with that side of the game, and Kyle Clifford too, but Greener back there. We need those guys. We need to be hard on the puck, hard on the body, and make it hard on their guys to, any little inch out there has to be contested for. No easy game against us. It's just one of those things that I knew I could maybe step up a little bit and bring a little bit more, and hopefully chip in that way.
Speaking of stepping up and chipping in, it's game 7. Matt Green might have had his best game of his life last night. It was plus three, 2 points,
yeah.
6 hits. Even his advanced stats as Fenwick and Corsi were off the charts. Like, you need every guy to step up. But for when Green gets 2 assists, that's got to resonate in the locker room.
Oh, yeah. Don't worry. We were talking about that on the plane flying home last night. And then you obviously know what kind of guy Greener is and how he reacted to that that chirping. So he had the floor for about 15 or 20 minutes.
Oh, I bet you. When you don't get that many points, man, if you get two in one game, especially in Game 7 and the overtime winner, man, you gotta run with that for a while, I would think.
Exactly. Not too long, though. We got another series here coming up, I guess, right?
Yeah, well, that's very true, which leads me to that one. You've been here now. This will be your third trip to the Stanley Cup Final. You're 1-1. You obviously know the ecstasy of winning and the brutality of defeat in the Stanley Cup Final. Your whole team, you got so many guys that have been there before, the experience, maybe the distraction factor, Jarrett, because, you know, how to deal with just, you know, family members and friends and everybody trying to get tickets to come to the games. How do you separate that at this time of year?
I think going through it a couple times helps. You know, with not only the family members and friends and tickets and stuff like that, but, you know, the media stuff and the media day that we'll have tomorrow. And we know what it's all about now. And I think you just kind of go about your day and expect it and, you know, separate the things that you have to separate and focus on the things you got to focus on. And that's it. You just do it. You know, some of their guys on their team, some of our guys on our team that haven't been in the situation, you know, they're gonna see a lot more media around starting tomorrow. So, you know, that'll be different for some people. But that is what it is. You just you worry about what you got to do on the ice and preparing, getting yourself ready for the start of game one. And that's all we're worrying about: start of game one and trying to take advantage of our home ice and get a good start.
Well, Jarrett, congratulations on what has been a historic run to the Stanley Cup Finals. Hopefully, you guys finish it off right. We appreciate you sticking with the. The routine of coming on the show after victories in the cup run. So best of luck. Something tells me we'll be talking to you in a few weeks when you have your second Stanley Cup.
Sounds good. Thanks, Jason. Appreciate it, man.